Brannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to attend T-40 and Forward, a celebration of the center's 40th anniversary, on Friday, May 1st. All are welcome to attend this free event. More information is available at krannertcenter.com.
It's 2:40 in sports. The Chicago Bulls face the Boston Celtics at the United Center tonight. The Celtics lead the series 3-2. If the Bulls pull out a win tonight, the series will wrap up Saturday in Boston. The Chicago Blackhawks and the Vancouver Canucks open their best-of-seven series in the second round of the playoffs tonight in Vancouver. The St. Louis Cardinals are a National League best 15-7 heading into a 4-game set with the league-worst Washington Nationals tonight. The Nationals have struggled to a 5-15 record so far this season. The Cards have lost only one of their first seven series. And the Chicago Cubs begin a 4-game series with the Florida Marlins at Wrigley Field tonight. Chicago returns home after a 2-4 road trip that was capped by a 10-0 loss to Arizona yesterday. That's sports.
WILO programs are made possible by Celebration, a festival of the arts, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Celebration features 3 days of art, music, food, and fun. Online at www.eiu.edu/celebration.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's come to be called e-waste. It's electronic gear we discard when it no longer works, when it's obsolete, or when we've purchased something new. It includes such things as cell phones, computers, cables, printers, servers, computer monitors, and televisions. That's a lot of stuff. And some people are beginning to think about how we could reduce the amount requiring disposal, refurbish it, or find no new uses for it. So in this portion of the program, we're going to hear about a couple of things that are out there on this front of e-waste. First, we're going to hear about the recycling event set for Champaign County this Saturday, May 2nd. Then we'll hear about a design competition that asked University of Illinois students to put e-waste to new uses. First, the recycling event. My guest is Trina Bailey of WITS. WITS is an acronym for Web Innovations and Technology Services. WITS is a Danville-based not-for-profit organization working to keep used equipment out of landfills by fixing what can be fixed and putting it back into the community for educational use. Trina Bailey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Celeste.
So what will you take Saturday?
We will take everything that you had just mentioned and probably a little bit more.
Okay. And is there a handling fee for this material?
We do charge a fee for a few items. We charge $5 for monitors and laptops, and we charge for televisions. It's a sliding scale. It ranges between $10 and $20, and that depends on the size of the TV. The reason we have to charge for those fees is because we have to pay a company to extract the lead and the mercury out of the tubes. Everything else, though, we take for free.
Okay. And you're the organizer of the Champaign County recycling event, that is, WITS is.
Well, us, the Champaign County, the City of Champaign, and the City of Urbana, there's a lot of people involved in this event.
Big teamwork effort. So
absolutely.
Where will it take place? When will it begin and end?
It will take place on May 2nd, which is Saturday, at the Champaign County Fairgrounds parking lot. It will start at 8 a.m. and it'll run until 4 p.m.
Okay. And what will happen to the stuff that you collect after it's mined for the bad stuff?
After the stuff that we get collected, we'll come back to our Danville location. We will go through it. The stuff that we can put back out in the community, we will, with programs like our free computer programs, our laptops for kids with cancer. Some of it we sell at a very cheap price. And the stuff that cannot be put back out into the community, we recycle properly and keep out of the landfill.
Okay. Are more folks needed to volunteer to help out on Saturday?
We could always use help volunteering. This is a never-ending project for us, and we still have opportunities available if people want to volunteer after the event.
Okay. How long has WITS been around?
WITS was established in 2002 in St. Louis, and then it was brought over to Danville in 2007. So we're fairly new in this area.
Okay. So I was not exactly correct when I said you're Danville-based, but you do have a spot there in Danville.
Yes, we have a spot in Danville, and we have a spot in St. Louis, and hopefully we'll have other spots around because this is a much-needed organization.
It sure is. Okay. So those folks who would like to volunteer Saturday, where do they need to sign up, or how do they get involved?
They could either email me at tbailey@witsinc.org, or they can just show up at 7 a.m. for orientation, and we'll get them signed up.
Okay, very good. Trina, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Trina Bailey of WITS. WITS is an acronym for Web Innovations and Technology Services. Champaign County Computer and Electronics Recycling Event is set for this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Champaign County Fairgrounds parking lot. More information about WITS online at www.witsinc.org. That's WITSINC. And next, we hear about the first sustainable e-waste design competition at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Here with me in the studio, U of I professor William Bullock. He chairs the university's industrial design program and serves as director of the Product Interaction Research Lab. The competition was organized in conjunction with a course he teaches that focuses on the environmental impact of e-waste. Also here, Amy Cade. She's a senior in the industrial design program of the School of Art and Design. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So how big an environmental issue is e-waste?
It's huge. It is a growing international problem, a problem here in the United States that we, at the end of life, seems to more than not be landfilled or shipping this material to lesser developed countries where it winds up in a landfill and by using really unsustainable methods, open pit burning and other methods to reclaim valuable resources from this electronic waste. Very damaging to the environment. Air quality is affected, land quality, health hazards relate to that. There's some areas in China where they now have to pipe in fresh water from about 17 miles away. So it's just not a good situation. There's a lot of value in this material, and much of it is discarded before its useful life is over. So it's very, very much a growing problem.
Amy, as I understand it, your father, your dad, Willie Cade, became involved in e-waste some time ago, and he's come to see it as e-opportunity.
Yeah.
Do you expect to see opportunities growing for e-waste in entrepreneurs and not-for-profits?
Yes, definitely. The fair that we had was definitely a good indication of how much it can grow. We got a lot of innovative ideas, and I think there's definitely great opportunity.
How many students participated?
I think somewhere around 80, a few more. In various teams, 20-plus teams. I think the limit on number of members of each team was 5, and that was to encourage a collaboration between different disciplines at the university. We had a lot of that with some engineering students, planning students, students from the environmental sciences, architecture, industrial design, graphic design, and a number of others.
Yeah. Now there were two categories: artist / designer and technical / geek. would you give us a sense of the range of entries?
Well, Amy, you wanted to speak to that. Amy was actually on one of the teams that had some very innovative. She can talk about maybe her project as well as some of the others, and I can fill in with a little color, maybe.
Yeah, I guess my design was on one end of the range because I took apart parts from the hard drive and I could use any sort of broken parts from computers and turned it into a generator on a bike. So you attach it to a bike and use the battery from a laptop, and it stores that energy, and then you can plug in electronics into that. It was actually pretty neat. But then, on the other end of the spectrum, there was supercomputers and...
Supercomputers.
Linking several computers together, uh-huh. You can enhance the computing power. In fact, Amy's dad has an agreement with Microsoft Corporation where he can actually modify some of the software when he resells computers. And with this notion, you can you get a lot of the things off the computer that you really don't need on a daily basis for doing most functions. You can really mm-hmm. increase the firepower and the amount of computing power of the computer. But that's the geek area, and uh-huh. I mean that in a very positive
right,
light.
Right.
We looked at
geeks
that
are great
as a very humorous, kind of a humorous side to it because that's not my forte. I'm more from the industrial design, the usability issues, and somewhat object language of these things, and somewhat the inventiveness and the idea we work on a lot. So the collaboration, especially on Amy's team, was very good because they had industrial designers and engineers were working together side by side, making use of what would have been discarded. And that was our goal with the competition, was to illustrate that there's still gold in them, our hills, you know, and certainly embedded in the computer are precious metals. But metaphorically, we can extend the life of this material and make use of it for much longer. And of course, what has to happen eventually is, from our standpoint in industrial design, we are responsible for a lot of the e-waste problems because we make things look good. Look new. Maybe they aren't always mm-hmm. different in function, but that's to stimulate sales and interest in the product. We certainly pride ourselves with trying to understand people and what people need and want and making mm-hmm. life more comfortable and usable. At the same time, when these things are discarded prematurely, it does create a problem, and they're not designed so they can be reclaimed and reused. It's very expensive to do that, and that's what actually Amy's dad earns a living actually doing that, trying to extend the life of these things, and does a very good job at it. So anyway, we we're very, very proud to be associated with the project this year, and some of the brightest students in the world working on this, and had a great time. It was I don't know how many people stopped by, but it was a really the weather cooperated, and we had I say 20 teams. We had eight or nine judges that came from a number of different areas to help judge the competition. We were able to give away $15,000. Walmart and others that are very conscious of the need to be sustainable in their business practices, want to be associated, Dell Computer, others who want to be associated with this type of activity were very supportive, and we had a great time, and I think the students learned a lot, and we hope to take this to the international level, or at least the national level next year, and involve other universities perhaps, and continue to draw attention to this growing problem.
Yeah, the judges really rock solid group here. Representatives from the US EPA, Microsoft, Walmart, the Illinois Sustainable Technology Center. What were some of their comments?
Well, especially Walmart was really impressed, I think, with that. I mean, they all were really receptive and interested in all of our ideas. Yeah.
Do you think the industry is really starting to pay attention to the problem?
Definitely.
I mean, it's kind of a new problem. E-waste hasn't become such an issue because, you know, computers are somewhat new. So.
We have a throwaway mentality. Yeah. So the real problem is that the new chip doesn't fit in the old computer. Many of the parts are still useful. So, and again, the problem is partially industrial design, partially engineering, that they're not designed so that they can be repaired and the useful things
updated,
extended.
Yeah.
It's always newer is better. So it's part of a paradigm I think we have with our lifestyle as well. So, so we hope over time that's going to change with better economical use of materials as materials are, you know, continue to rise in cost. It will be behoove us to make use of what we already have and extend the life of it.
We have 2 minutes left. Let's give a minute to each winning entry. Describe winners.
Well, one the teams that was quite interesting and won in the artist designer category was making use of older computer parts to provide to develop a wayfinding system. This was essentially a small kiosk that could be placed in a number of locations around a city, perhaps. It could be in other applications as well. But the idea is to provide information, wayfinding information of how to source information to if you needed to find a place to go for medical care in a city. These kiosks would provide that kind of access to information.
And they made a beautiful working model.
And they made a beautiful working model. They actually had it receiving internet at the competition there remotely, which was quite a feat. So from the technology side as well as the design side, it did a very excellent job. And I know the judges were very very impressed with that.
Okay. Amy, the other winning entry was also a kiosk.
It was a recycling kiosk, yes. That was the geek category. Really innovative. And it was just informative to help people because they saw recycling as a big issue, you know, locally. And then just real fast, the second place in both categories had something to do with hydroponics. It was really interesting. Yeah, kind of far idea, but.
Well, I hope that next year when we do this, I hope again the weather will be great on the quad, and we'll get more people out. We'll have to do a preview of the event, and also I think before the next time around, maybe we could do a longer program about all the issues that are involved.
That would be good.
Yeah, it's quite a we'll be happy to. And say next year, we things go as well as this year, and we have bright young minds like Amy and others participate, we can't lose, and we can all win from this experience.
Okay. And my thanks this afternoon to University of Illinois Professor William Bullock and Amy Cade, a senior in the Industrial Design Program at the University of Illinois. If you're interested in this contest, this competition, the first sustainable e-waste design competition at the U of I, check out this website, www.ewaste.illinois.edu.
Earth and Sky.
A scientific study has shown that farmers could help curb global warming by planting crops with leaves that reflect more sunlight and heat back to space.
So we know that the composition and the amount of wax on leaves is important, and the waxier the leaf in general, the more reflective it is. We also know that just how the leaves are, exactly how the leaves are arranged in the canopy, can make a big difference as to how much sunlight is reflected back from the crop.
That's climate scientist Andy.